It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do, so act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Hi, my name is Linda Briceño. I play trumpet. When I first had an experience with an instrument, I was 4 years old. My dad was sleeping in the bed, and then I ran away to a room where it was full of instruments, and he said that he noticed like a weird noise coming from the room. And then when he came in, he saw me like trying to grab the trumpet and trying to make noises, you know, and he immediately he said like she's gonna be a trumpet player, so he started like teaching me when I was four, and it's a really fun story because I started falling in love with these instruments since I was really young. I play piano, I play guitar, and I sing. That's what I do. Well, when I was 16 years old, I came to New York for the first time to only have vacations, and I remember I came to a jazz club with my uncle, and I heard this amazing jazz band playing, and I knew like I wanted to live here. I knew I wanted to live in New York when I was younger, but I didn't know the reason why. So after that vacation, I started like saving money, like I want to go back. And then like 5 years after, I came back again, and then I kept coming back like to having like leader times, you know, to get like private lessons with some of the local musicians here. Until I was ready, like, I want to apply for a college, and I want to be a musician. So I applied for New School, and I got a full ride to come to the university, and I was able to immigrate from Venezuela 5 years ago. That's how I came to New York. I'm still in school. Right now, I'm getting a master called Musician Entrepreneurship and Management. I will say Nina Simone is one of my biggest inspiration. I feel like not only her amazing story about how she was rejected for being a black woman and for being a woman when she tried to audition for this amazing college that she was auditioning for, it really touched me a lot as a woman, as a Latina even. But her work as a songwriter is not compared like to the work that she did for society when she was an activist, you know, all the job that she did for the civil rights movements. She decided basically to forget about her career, you know, just to be part of a cause that years later, you know, helped a whole, you know, group of people that really needed to fight for their rights. And that's why I feel motivated and inspired by Nina Simone. Well, I have a story. I used to, When I graduated from high school, my dad told me, do not choose music because it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle. Choose something different. You will have time to, you know, to be a musician after you graduate from medicine or any other career. And I was like, okay, I'll try economy. So I came to this college. It was one of the best colleges of economy in Venezuela. And I remember this teacher, he knew I was a musician. He knew that I was in love with music. And one day we were having our final test, and he came to me and he was like, I'm gonna flunk you because you don't belong to this place. So don't ever go back and go to New York and make music. And he flunked me literally. I was like, okay, I had to be a musician. So that was one of the most amazing moments in my life because that teacher really helped me out to figure out that music was the stuff that I needed to do. Well, I feel like I've experienced a lot of things for being a woman in music and just for being a woman, especially from the places that I come from Latin America, and we still as people we're struggling a lot of the we're struggling a lot with the image of why is the role of the woman in society, you know. Usually in Latin America, like 10 years ago, the woman supposed to be at home, you know, with kids, you know, cooking for, you know, their husband and stuff like that. But we're coming to a place where I want to be a role model for young kids. If you don't want to get married, that's good. You can be a professional. You can be an independent woman. And I feel like in music, it has been a struggle, but at the same time, I will never forget my dad's advice. Like, if you don't want to suffer as, you know, for being rejected because they underestimate you for being weak or for just being a woman, you have to be as good as they are, even better. And that's the only way you're going to get their respect. So I feel like, yes, I've been treated different as a woman, but actually I have the answer to how to overcome that. And the only way you can overcome that is being good at whatever you do. Be good, be excellent. And if you can be even more excellent, just try to be and work hard for it. It's kind of like, it's kind of the same. Being an immigrant is a double challenge for a person because you have to deal with how to be legal in a country, how to learn a new language, you know, how to understand, you know, the codes for how the people interact with each other. So I had to learn how to interact with people in New York because New York is not an easy city. It's like a jungle, especially when you're on the subway at 6 p.m. and everybody's coming from their works. You can see like every single character in New York. Like there's so much different type of people. So you have to deal with all that. But I will say something like, be good at whatever you do. And, you know, there's no easy way. There is no rule for, I don't know. I feel like you have to make mistakes and have to learn, you know, how to deal with the fact of being an immigrant. But I don't feel different from the rest because I knew I worked hard to be accepted and to be part of this great country that opens their door for a person like me. I feel like I've been blessed, you know, to have the opportunity to come here with a full ride in a college, you know. I've been able to meet wonderful people and share with different kind of musicians, so I feel like it's a blessing. One day I had a terrible day at school. And I remember when I was coming back to my place, I hear the sound of this amazing guitarist. He was playing in the subway. I don't know who he is. But as he kept playing, I had my horn and I asked him if I could join him. So he was like, are you sure you can play? I was like, yes, I can play. Can we play together? And then we start playing together and the people start gathering around us. It was amazing. And then this lady, she kept like letting her train like go, and then at the end when she saw me like packing my stuff to go back to my place, she asked me if I was interested in having an audition for her musical, her new musical, and I was like, okay. So I gave him my information, and then the same night I got an email from Natalie Wilson, which she is a writer of Sweethearts of Swing, and she asked me how do I feel about acting and, you know, and playing trumpet. And I was like, okay, I've been wanting to act my whole life, but I'll try. So I work with a good friend of mine from Venezuela. She works for Broadway artists. She's a coach. So we started like working like for 2 weeks, like really hard about, you know, to prepare this audition. So I sent my audition. I got a call back, and yeah, I got the role for Cora, which is the only Latina of the band. But I feel like what it means for me to be here is huge because I feel related to every single one of these characters. Yeah, I feel inspired by Belma's character, her struggle, you know, with a lot of things that were happening at that time. I feel really inspired with Rosie because she basically immigrated from a different city to a place where she was not accepted at all. And I feel motivated that all these women that they exist in the 40s, they have real stories, they're real stories. And I don't know, it means the world to me. You know, it's a band full of women and we want to inspire the new generations of young girls and, you know, female is the future. I will say to a little girl who is in Venezuela who wants to be a musician, I will say, go for it, work hard, create an environment of people that really inspire you and support you in whatever you're doing, It's okay to make mistakes, but it will pay at the end. Be disciplined, be smart, be independent, and you will get it. And start like, sometimes we have like these huge big dreams, and it's okay to dream big, but try to get like the smaller things sometimes are the ones who help you to get the big things. So start like little by little with a lot of patience. That's what I would say to them. Feminism for me, it means so many things. It means we are here for a reason. We deserve to be equal to the rest. We're strong. It means we don't care about anything. I mean, you know what I mean. Yes, I mean, we... Yeah, I'm sorry, that was wrong. I mean, you know what I wanted to say, but it came wrong. Yeah, I will say feminism for me is strong, is we have a space in this place. You know, we came here to do our thing, and female is the future. That's, for me, what feminism is the future.
My name is Vanessa Collier. I play Rita in the show, and that's alto sax one. So I started playing saxophone in fourth grade, and before that, I think I'd done 6 months of piano and just hated the teacher, so I quit. And then I saw saxophone on a TV show and like begged my mom for 6 or 8 months for me to pick one up and rent one, and she finally caved, and I basically have been playing for 17 years ever since. So it's great. It's been awesome. Over the years, I've kind of picked up a little bit of guitar, a little piano, clarinet, flute, all the kind of classic things as a woodwind doubler. So I first got involved with Sweethearts. A friend of mine who I went to college with knew Kat and said they're doing this reading, and you know, I was straight out of college and kind of looking to get into New York. And so we did a reading on stage with actors and like a small band, smaller than this group. And that was 2013, and it's just been great to see it grow and continue to get momentum and really move forward. I'm excited to see where it goes. There's always an undertone, for sure. It's kind of just something you deal with on the gig, and it is what it is. It kind of makes you stronger and fortifies you and you know, makes you want to prove everybody wrong kind of thing. Every chance, I lead my own band as well, and there's sometimes that people look at, you know, how small or whatever your stature is, and they say, oh, how does that big sound come out of you? And it's kind of like, well, you know, years of practice just like everybody else, you know, kind of thing. So you just kind of deal with it as it comes. People tend to see me as different things. So it's not always black. It's not always white. It's kind of like, what are you? Kind of question. So I don't, from that standpoint, it just depends on who I'm talking to. But I think it's definitely difficult, more difficult being a person of color at any point, but definitely being a female in the minorities. It's been a lot over the years. My main is, for saxophone, has been Cannonball Adderley. He's just my absolute favorite, like blues, soul, just wonderful mix of everything. And then, you know, as I've kind of come up more like Bonnie Raitt and Norah Jones and those kind of people, because sing as well. And it's just anybody I can get my ears around kind of thing. That's a great question. Feminism, to me, it means making things equal for everybody. So males and females, a lot of people get scared by that word of it's going to be female power. They're going to take over. And it's really not. It's about having everything super fair and really, really equal. And that's something that we don't have today overall. Something that, you know, I try and work towards being a female artist. It's really important to me to kind of level the playing field and girls can play, you know, just like a guy, if you did a blind test, you couldn't tell which one's female and which one's male.